Bishop James Conley offers his Midnight Mass homily at the Cathedral of the Risen Christ. This podcast is brought to you by the Diocese of Lincoln.
Monsignor Nimitz, my brother priests, beloved seminarians, consecrated men and religious women in religious consecration, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is with great joy in our hearts that we come together this evening, I guess you should say this morning, to celebrate this annual Midnight Mass here at the Cathedral of the Risen Christ. Thank you for coming out in the middle of the night, in the cold of the night, single digits out there, to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. The birth of Christ in our hearts, the birth of Christ in our homes, our families, our community, and in our world. I know some of you are regular members of the Cathedral Parish. Some of you come from other parishes and are with your families over these days. Some of you even come from other faith traditions. Some of you probably were just didn't have anything else to do and just came out and wanted to spend the night here with us. But all of us are gathered here this evening, this night, and you're all welcome. We have all come in from the darkness and the cold into the bright and warmth of this church to celebrate the birth of the Christ child, who is the light of the world. We need Christmas because we need a Savior. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah describes each one of us. We are the people who have walked in darkness. We are those who have dwelt in the land of gloom. Brothers and sisters, each one of us knows darkness in our own lives. Each one of us has experienced gloom. Each one of us knows suffering and hardship and loneliness. And each one of us have been afraid. We need Christmas because each one of us needs a Savior. And Jesus Christ came into the world to be our Savior. And that's what we celebrate tonight. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. We who have seen a great light, and that light is Jesus the Lord. God knows that we have walked in darkness. God knows that we've been afraid. God knows that we've been lost or confused or alone. And 2,000 years ago, God came into the world to bring us light, to bring us peace, to bring us the love that our hearts are longing for, to bring us the light of truth. It's an audacious claim, to be sure. It is the claim that a child born into a humble stable 2,000 years ago, born in poverty halfway across the world, came for us to redeem us, to save us from our sins. But he did. God came into the world for us. God so loved the world that he sent his Son to be our Savior. And he came in poverty so that he could be beside us in our poverty. He came without a place to be born so that he could share in our uncertainty. He came during a census of the world, when his parents traveled many miles by foot and by donkey, just to be counted, so that he would know what it is like when we feel as though we are just a number, unimportant and powerless. God, the creator of the universe, came into the world to share in all the trials of humanity because he loves us. To become light in darkness, to be with us. He came to us to set us free. He came to us to free us from sin. He came to us to to show us mercy. We struggle as human beings because of sin. We struggle because of our own sins and because of the sins of others. And because of the disorder and the pain and the injustice that sin spreads into our hearts and our families and in our world. God came into the world to set us free from that sin. And he came to make us holy. God became like us at Christmas so that we could become like him, holy, blameless, and free. A holy exchange took place when Jesus became man in the stable of Bethlehem. St. Paul describes it this way: "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." In a holy exchange, God gives himself to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. And this holy exchange is a description of the work of redemption that forms the heart of our Christian faith. At the offertory for Midnight Mass, the church prays, "May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord," we pray, "that through this holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever. He came into the darkness like dawn, giving us eyes to see. He came to guide our feet into the way of peace." The promise of Christmas is love. Each one of us is made for love. We are made to love and to be loved. Without love, our lives feel empty, meaningless, and lonely. Most of us have found that nothing can take the place of love. Nothing can satisfy us but love, given and received, by which we experience the love of God. God came into the world to transform us in and through love, to give us the power to love as he does, to know the security and peace and joy of the Lord's love. Brothers and sisters, the promise of Christmas is possible because the God of the universe, who came into the world on that first Christmas, later suffered, died, and rose again. He conquered death. Because of that, the power of his resurrection, we can be set free from the power of sin and the power of death. We can be set free for love. Freedom of love is the promise of Christmas. But that promise requires that we become disciples, that we become friends of the Lord and followers of the Lord, who came into the world to free us. Yes, we need a Savior. Tonight we celebrate a Savior has been born. May each one of you and your families and your loved ones know the peace and the freedom and the love of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.